Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Established in 1905 as Oklahoma Farmers Union, American Farmers and Ranchers was created to fight for the interests of rural Oklahoma. Today, AFR's mission remains. More than 100 years since its founding, AFR is a true grassroots organization that serves as a watchdog for Oklahoma's farmers, ranchers, and rural citizens. AFR strives to support and strengthen our state's rural communities and give a stronger voice to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Join AFR today.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Well, there wasn't much fanfare in cattle futures with price swings about a dollar in most contracts yesterday. Futures were able to close higher in all but front month April as its strength may be limited to cash. Cash cattle did not trade higher yesterday, nor was it expected to. Once business was done earlier in the week, there was little hope for better prices. Futures are trying to turn higher but are having a difficult time breaking out to the upside. Open interest with funds net long leaves the market susceptible to heavy selling. If they get bored with the market that's not trending higher and one that may not be supported with stronger underlying cash. Hog futures exploded higher again, though, yesterday, setting new contract highs across the board. April led the charge, finally breaking out to a new contract high. Even though weekly export sales were 46% below last week and down 17% from the four-week average, the market didn't seem to care. A lower national direct hog report did not faze traders wanting to continue to add to long positions. Softer wheat prices at all three exchanges as contracts gave up early gains at the Thursday night open to keep the steadily lower drip in place. The heavy moisture rolling into the plains has Kansas City May ready to test the $6 mark, a level May futures hasn't been below since January 12th. There are still concerns about potential winter kill damage from the February cold snap, but the best remedy to compensating for spotty damage is definitely moisture. Weaker corn futures overnight as most contracts give back all of Thursday's gains, with the choppy pattern continuing. May corn futures have a contracting triangle pattern unfolding with uptrend stemming from the February and early March lows, downtrend resistance present off the February and March highs. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, on those April live cattle futures, they're down 25 cents, 118.52. The June up 70, 119.67. March feeder cattle up 95 cents, 135.25. April down 45 cents, 141.27. April hogs up 272, 91.50. May was up 255 at 93.55. Kansas City wheat, May was down 12 and a quarter, 604 and a quarter. July was down 12 and a half cents at 610. Chicago wheat, May down 10 cents, 642 and a half. July down 7 3/4 at 635 and a half. May corn up 4 1/2 cents, 538 and a half. July was up 4 cents at 528 and a quarter. May soybeans up 3 3/4 at 1413 and a half. July was up 5 1/2 cents at 1401 and a half. May cotton up 313, 88.35, and July was up 315 at 89.20. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.